Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Lewis Black is in studio. He's coming up right after this.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Attention, Furgler shoppers. You need hardware, you need Furgler. That's right, Furgler's Hardware Store. Furgler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, everything, including the kitchen sink. Furgler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Furgler's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Furgler's Hardware Store. If Furgler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Furgler.
He's Ernie Furgler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a very special guest.
And we're treating him right by ignoring him.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we'll talk with him now.
We just spent 20 minutes talking about Arnold Stane doing voiceovers. I guess I should say Mr. Lewis Black, who has a wonderful speaking voice, famous for Inside Out, yes. the Pixar movie. You did a great job with that. Do you do any voiceover commercials anymore?
No, because they don't realize the power that I have.
Yeah.
Would you, if you could match yourself up with a particular product, anything come to mind that would be?
Wow. Booze.
Ah! Do you drink much?
Yeah.
What brand, what flavor?
Well, I mean, I drink a lot of wine now.
Okay.
But then there's tequila, and if mezcal shows up with tequila, those are the ones I lean toward. I've been through them all. Everything.
What? So. Anyone in the room want to think? Any particular product his voice would match up with?
Well, earlier he was talking. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we were talking about the Chunky Bar, and Lewis, you went, "Boy, I haven't thought about one of those." The peanuts and the raisins and the chocolate.
Yeah,
it was as though we were hearing a Chunky commercial.
Yeah, and we all tried Chunkies, and they're amazing.
They are amazing.
I'd forgotten how great they were, and I'm not that much of a candy person.
Yeah. It's funny with the voiceover thing. I mean, it for some reason. I mean, Inside Out, it happened, and I did a voice for Scooby Doo, and I just did SpongeBob. Here's the breakthrough. As a Jew, I am the voice of Santa on SpongeBob for the last 5 years.
Well, as you know, some of the greatest songs in the history of Christmas music written by men and women of the Jewish faith.
That's right.
The most famous
song. In a desperate attempt to hide.
They're passing. That's great, though. But you have such a great voice. I would think that someone would gobble you up for one of those...
Yeah, I was. I've done some. It's just never happened. I don't understand it, but I've got the agent. And they'll. But it just doesn't occur.
I think you'd be an absolute natural. You started? I know you went to the Yale Drama School and you were a playwright. What was the first time you got up and tried to do stand up? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, it was. 21, 22, there's a room in, I was going to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I was going into an extra year there as they'd given me a writing fellowship to stay on. And I went that summer and performed at a place called, oddly enough, Cat's Cradle. And opened.
And
friends of mine had a band and said, why don't you come in and do stand-up? because I was one of those people. It's that whole story of the every schmuck touch. Well, boy, you know, I could do that. I go to a party, people say I'm really funny. And then you have to get on stage. So my friend said, "Just why don't you just try it?" And I went ahead and tried it. And it's on, I taped it. And might as well have had somebody write it down, considering how the first minute, this is my first minute of stand-up.
It's good.
So, so was the first word. It was unbelievably. It just it was. I was a wreck. And then this is when you kind of know you're gonna do it. As you'll attest to you, I went back the second week. I went back again after being just horrible. My dog got bigger laughs than I did that night. And that was, he had kind of saved me. He came up on stage as a dog might when the dog senses that you need to be rescued. You know, and so he came on stage and the audience went, ha ha, and I said, thank you.
You became a playwright. Did that sort of, was that working? And then you decided I'd do stand-up on the side and it took off, or what happened?
No, it was, I just was doing it as a way to get my writing out there, because you send a play in to a theater and then you can wait a year and a half for them to actually get back to you. You would, for anyone out there who wants to be a playwright, put the play in a bottle. And take the bottle down to whatever body of water is nearby and throw it in. And I guarantee when someone finds it, that play will be read faster than if it's sent to an American. So I would wander in. I was kind of fascinated by stand-up. You know, I just was – I'd watched a ton of it on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, once a week there was somebody, and they were all different. They were all kind of fun in their own way. And I kept going, how do they do this? So I was kind of fascinated with the process. I didn't think I'd end up doing it at all.
Did you have a record you played over and over again as a kid?
I mean, I played Carlin, and I played Nichols and May, of all people.
Sure. I played Why Is There Air, Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And Robert Kleinschild of the 50s was my favorite.
We were just talking about Nichols and May the other day.
Yeah.
Out in the hallway.
That's a great book. Mike Nichols biography.
And then there's I played New Heart, Shelley Berman.
Those two
oddly enough had a big effect because they told stories. You know, they were storytellers.
Now, let me ask you this: when you were a kid, you would have been probably, I don't know, maybe sixth, seventh grade. Did you get the album The First Family with Vaughn Meter?
Yeah.
That was the first million-selling album.
Yeah, and the first time I knew that somebody's career was over.
He did a great
second thought I had.
He did a great John Kennedy.
Wow, it was brilliant. Once again, it was brilliantly done, and then boom.
But for a long time, that was the largest-selling comedy album in history.
Yeah,
we're speaking with Lewis Black, who is a terrific comedian and actor. What's anything coming up of interest? You got any new projects you want to talk about?
Nah. Like nothing.
This agent of yours got to get you some gigs.
Yeah. I do a thing called a Rantcast, and what I do is I've been doing it for quite a while, and I will be I read rants that other people write, and I'm like I come on at the beginning and talk about whatever's bothering me and go for a little bit, 15 minutes, and then I read whatever they're upset about, and it can be everything. The extraordinary thing is how angry Americans are about peanut butter. I've got about 8 of those. Somebody gets a jar. He thinks it's going to be smooth, and it's chunky. He wrote literally a 7-minute soliloquy.
I can't say I blame him. I hate the chunky.
Yeah, can't he read a label?
Yeah, but it was smooth. It was
every now and then.
Smooth, and it was chunky.
Inside.
So he completely melted down and went to his. Started writing this thing to me. There are people. There are 22 different ideas about pickles. I mean, it's amazing what you know. Yeah. But and then. The CBS and the Walgreens, when they hand you, you know, you bought two things and they hand you a 12-foot scroll.
Sure.
You know, it's like they came down, you know, that God came down and said, look at all the free stuff you can get. And and it's, you know, somebody wrote about that. You know, it's kind of amazing.
Now, when you do a rant, do you, for example, right now you're on broadcast radio.
Yeah.
Do you have to be careful not to slip? Do you have like a limit of curse words that you think? Cause to me, I found out with, like with satellite radio, some of these guys, oh, they can curse. And so they curse constantly and it loses all of its power.
No, I mean, I just use it. I use those words and the big word, the one that is just going to destroy us all. Because every time I've said it, a child will run toward the screen on the TV and actually try to kill themselves. But, you know, that I use that word. At times, I realized early on that I was using it to think of what it was I was going to say next. It was kind of my pause.
Oh.
And then, but also it fed into the thing that I'm funny because I'm angry. So what's the word you're going to use?
Yeah, right.
Okay? Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Lewis Black is our guest. Distinguished stand-up comedian and a podcaster and author. And have you written a play lately?
I wrote one. I'm starting to work on one. Part of the reason I'm kind of doing a lot less shows than I'd done, I've kind of quit the touring. I was doing 150 shows a year, and part of the reason I'm trying to write, which I don't know if it'll ever come to be, is my version of Our Town.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do that. And I had a play that could not, I kept doing it, and it was, they thought it was going to be on Broadway, they thought it was going to be here, they went, da, da, da. And then once I hit it as a comic, they said, oh, you've got that play, and I rewrote it, and that was eventually published, and a number of the other plays were published. But I had to become a comic to get the plays published, which should give you an idea of just how wonderful the American theater is.
Were people on roller skates or wearing cat costumes?
Yeah, I wish.
Okay, I think we're going to switch gears here, I believe. Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. How can you be getting younger? What is the secret? We have Leanne Morgan joining us on the big screen, more gorgeous than ever.
Oh, you doll. Honey, thank you. I needed to hear that. Oh.
And now your voice just adds to it. Your hair looks great. Is there someone in the background that did your hair for you, or is this the...
No. Honey, this is... I had grandbaby spend the night. Everybody was crying this morning. That's what this hairdo is.
Okay.
Now, I fixed some sausage.
Oh, good, good. We had a quiz. I'd like your opinion.
I love sausage. Don't you like sausage? Yeah,
what is your limit on, if a guest comes to your home, this was a statistical survey that we read, what is the maximum number of days before you want them to leave?
I'd say two or three, y'all. My nerves are shot. I think, I didn't always feel that way, but I think as I get older, I mean, like 3 days.
Yeah, woo! Yeah. The national stat was what, Christy?
Let's see.
It 6 days?
Six days.
Yeah, that's way too long.
And then longer for, you know, kids.
The kids,
parents.
10 days. Or parents, 8 days.
Now, for grandbabies, what is it?
Never. They can stay with me for the rest
of
their
lives. That's what I thought your answer was going to be. Well, very good. Leanne Morgan is a distinguished actress, comedian, Netflix. Renewed, right? Am I right about this? Okay, good.
Hey, you better be.
If not, Tom said it was okay.
Lewis Black. Hello, my darling. I'm a huge fan. Well, we've never gotten to meet.
No, we haven't, and it's wrong.
I know little Kathleen Madigan.
I know you do.
I know everybody that knows you, so I'm so tickled to see you, my darling.
It's great to see you.
We've already been pitching a movie where you two are married and kind of... on the outs, but wanting to stay together, and
War of the Roses. They just came out with that one.
Yeah, sort of the out of towners type
Olivia.
Situation.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Guys, yeah, but we get to make out.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a hard R.
Sure. Oh yeah, it's naughty.
He's a very handsome man. Now we were actually pitching Mr. Lewis Black. Among his many credentials, he is the voice in a great Pixar movie.
But two.
There was a sequel. Has anybody ever pitched you for a commercial for TV to be the voiceover gal? Because you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, you angel. They pitched me for it. I've never gotten it.
What is going on?
You will. Yeah, that's only a matter of time.
Now, let's just pretend we are working with the great Leanne Morgan. We want to pitch her. What product, Christy Lee, should she be pitching?
Oh, boy. Probably maybe like she said, sausage, like biscuits, yep, or sausage or something.
Yes.
Home, like a home cooking thing. Like that would be fun.
Okay.
Okay, but let me tell y'all, I have gotten offers to do the shingles vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's, by the way, that's a really important thing to get, by the way.
It is important, but I don't.
Oh, I've gotten it and had to take to the bed for 4 days. That is a nightmare, that vaccine.
A public service. My dad had polio, and it was in an iron lung during World War II. When he had shingles, he said it was worse.
Wow.
So you don't want to get shingles.
Honey, I've had shingles 3 times, boys. I hate to say that to all these good-looking men.
Yeah, I've had them once.
I've had them 3 times, but this last time, my shingles vaccine, I think, tampered it down a little bit.
Okay, good.
Yeah, well, I had it. I had both shots, because this is the one. I had the first time, and they came out with one shot. I got that, and then within 2 to 3 years, I got shingles. After getting the shot... Then they came up with the 2 shots. Be sure you get the second one. And then I got it again. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
our next guest, RFK Jr.
I know. They tell me, isn't it crazy? I thought I'd never get it again. They go, oh, no, that vaccine doesn't keep you from getting it.
It just makes it go less. Yeah, okay.
It just goes less.
I think
Chuck Morgan, my husband, still tried to make out with me and touch me.
Of course.
With the shingles.
He's a man.
He will not leave me alone.
I'm trying to, like, a lot of commercials now for plaintiff's lawyers. Either of these guys could do, they could be good for that.
Yeah.
Have you been in an accident? Lewis, you're hostile enough.
Yeah.
You could either say, all the rest of the lawyers are no good, but you got to go to my guy.
Yeah. No, that I could do.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I should be a lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah. And just without any law degree. Just go in there and tell
them. By the way, Kim Kardashian flunked the bar exam again.
Yeah, so she did.
She's not going to be one of your clients. Let's get back. Leanne, we should think of a better product for you. Josh, do you have an idea for her? I mean,
maybe anything household. Yeah. Your brawny, your...
Because women trust her and believe in
exactly,
her.
Exactly, yeah.
They love her and... Yeah,
I know, y'all. You would think I'd be rolling in it. Something for Tide detergent.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Sure, it is only a matter of time.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to look more like Peyton Manning. Get those ads. Nothing irritates me more.
He's in every. I was watching a game yesterday. He's in every ad.
Yep.
You know, and you. I mean, really, literally, you'll. They'll come your way, but it's, you know. And then you'll go, really? That's what you want me to do? And then you'll say, and then they'll show you a check. You go, yeah, sure. No.
I do want to be in a Pixar movie, and I think that I could play like an old hen in the barn. You know? Or a wise cow.
Wise cow.
With this accent, you know?
Sure.
I think you're nailing it. That would be great. We asked the same question of Mr. Lewis Black. Do you recall your first experience on stage, A, and B, the first time a joke worked? And it may have not been the first time. It may have been.
I have an untraditional path. I was in Morristown, Tennessee, had 3 babies, and somebody in my Sunday school class asked me to MC the Kiwanis Capers, and I did, and I dazzled. And so a little man that owned a coffee shop and like made sandwiches and sold beer said, hey, we've had bands, will you get up and do comedy? And I was like, sure. And he said, can you do an hour? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I got up and did an hour, and I still wake up with sweats in the middle of the night, because I know somebody filmed it, y'all, and it had to have sucked. Mm. But I did get a few laughs, but it was probably shocking stuff. I mean, I don't even know. I probably talked about birthing. I was grasping and pulling stuff out of my butt.
Wow.
But that was the first time I did 45 minutes to an hour, the first time I ever got on stage, whoa, which is stupid.
Did you do that? Did you do that? After you did that, did you go back and then do it again, long sets, or did you then?
No. We moved to San Antonio, Texas, and then I did open mic one time. And then I got moved up to, you know, opener, and then and I was going back and forth to Austin, Cap City Comedy Club, and then it was normal. I was normal.
Yeah.
Comic, you know.
Well.
But Yeah, but I had a bunch of little babies, Lewis, and I was getting up on stage anywhere anybody would let me in Morristown, Tennessee, which was like the Rotary Club. You know, yeah, I was mom.
Hey, it was the launch. It was the launch pad. We're speaking with Leanne Morgan, also hanging out with Lewis Black, two great comedians. Leanne, once again, tell us the short version of the new special. What's going on?
Oh, my darling. Well, everybody says I look prettier because I got made a little money lately. So I want everybody to know I'm prettier in this one. My breasts are not as mammoish. Can I say that?
Mammoish. All right.
Leanne, you do look lovely. Mm-hmm. And your watch is larger than your arm. That is one judgment.
Oh, my Lord, y'all. I don't know if I like this, but I do love my Apple Watch, and I talk about it in this new hour. Oh. About how I like to ding that thing so you can find your iPhone.
Yes. I did that today.
That's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I agree.
I'm with you.
I can't wait to see the special. And, Leanne, you are just so sweet and nice, and you do look wonderful. Yeah. We haven't seen the studio for a while. I think she's become too big for us.
I think so, too.
Oh, that's not true, my darling. I just wrapped a big tour, so I'm going to be – I've got to shoot my new season of Leanne. I'll be in L.A. out in that, and then I'll go back on tour, and I can come by and see y'all. Good.
Well, tell Craft Services to cut it out.
No more empanadas for me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.